say anything to him.
The Mandalorian turned back to him.
What were their exact words?
That they were on a diplomatic mission and didn't want to be boarded.
Did they mention any names?
None.
Could the recording have been edited?
I suppose it might have been, but...
Be silent.
Stryver turned back to Jet.
Does the name Lima Zandret mean anything to you?
If that's your sister...
The butt of Stryver's blaster dug into Jet's throat.
Do not play games with me. She was an Imperial droid maker who disappeared 15 standard years ago. Was her name mentioned by anyone aboard that ship?
No, Jet said. And there were no survivors, if you think she was aboard. Shinko told you that, I'm sure.
He told me there was wreckage, and that you gave it to the Hutts.
Why would I do something like that?
The muffled boom of an explosion rocked the floor, making Ula jump. Dust rained from the ceiling. Stryver pointed his rifle at the door, ready to fire on anyone who burst through it. But the blast had come from much farther away. A second quickly followed the first, and the lights flickered. Distantly, alarms began to sound.
The palace is under attack. There is no time now for prevarication. If you know what survived the explosion, you must tell me.
There was something in the Mandalorian's voice, a rising urgency that made Ula speak out of more than just self-preservation.
I've seen it, he said. It's in a vault not far from here.
What is it?
There are two things, and they're both for sale. The Cinzia's Navicomp.
Intact.
So I was told.
And the other item?
I don't know what it is.
Describe it.
Silver, tubular, about a meter high, made of rare metals and some kind of organic component. No insignia. Do you know what it is?
The Mandalorian fiddled with his armor and projected a tiny hollow bit of the palace grounds.
There are seven maximum security vaults into Sabarisha's enclave. Tell me which one contains these two items.
Why? Asked Jet. It's just space junk.
You did not believe so.
I'll sell anything. Or try to.
If you release my hand, said Ula, I'll show you which vault it is.
You're not after this mystery planet as well, are you?
Asked Jet, rolling his eyes as Stryver loosened the web restraining Ula's left hand.
Unless... Ah, yes. Unless you want the Navicomp for an entirely different reason.
Stryver ignored him.
Point,
he said, holding the hollow vid out to Ula.
Bring it a bit closer. That one. There, I think.
As the Mandalorian studied the floor plan, Ula slipped his hand into his pocket and produced the holdout blaster. He listened to himself speak calmly and without fear, as though he were standing outside his own body, watching what was going on.
Release my other hand, he said, pointing the blaster at Stryver's stomach. I prefer to talk as equals.
Stryver pushed the hollow vid into Ula's eyes, blinding him. Ula squeezed the trigger, but Stryver was too fast. With one sweep of his other arm, he swatted the blaster away. The single shot discharged harmlessly into the ceiling.
Nice try, Jet chuckled, as Stryver reaffixed Ula's hand to the chair. You've never dealt with this kind before, have you?
Ula was having trouble seeing the funny side. The fear had come crashing back in. His eyes were still dazzled, and his hand felt like it was broken.
How can you tell?
Mandalorians don't believe they have any equals.
Lorin sliced into another layer of the palace security program and